Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. Now, I've been doing some personal digging over the last few weeks and I noticed I had a reaction in a couple of conversations where forgiveness was an issue. There were situations where past pain and hurt was being held in resentment. And then I saw a social post from a long-lost connection who was having some difficulties in life, and I noticed I had zero compassion for the situation they were in. And I realised I was holding old anger towards them. I really brought it home. It's a sure sign that I've got some things to forgive. And when I started digging around, I discovered that I've got quite a lot of bits and pieces that I need to forgive. Forgiveness is a powerful tool to move forward. But hey, so what's the big deal with hating on someone, eh? Well, let's think about this. If I'm looking to move forward with a new connection or relationship and I'm holding resentment to people and events and situations in my past, my decisions will be coloured by them. I will always look at new opportunities with some trepidation, and I may not even be aware that I'm holding judgments. And here's the killer for you. My lack of compassion towards that lost connection is related to an event when I was 10. So by not clearing up my past, I stand the risk of letting my 10-year-old plan my future. Perhaps hating on someone is not so clever, eh? Putting forgiveness aside for the moment, and I will come back to it, there is a natural tendency for society to look backwards rather than forwards. So let's consider this from a societal perspective. All big changes in society happen slowly because of the inertia to keep it where it is. The inertia of society is made up by the individual people holding their adherence to rules and structures because that's how it's always been and it must not be changed. Now, I can see how this would benefit early groups and cultures to maintain a strong sense of stability in what works. We've got here to this point in time. It's been very safe. Let's not change anything. Let's keep it the same. And that has been how people have been repressed for millennia. On the podcast, I talk about the external success model as a means to guide our development within our culture. The media and social media tell us we all need to be self-actualized, and yet they all promote the importance of playing the success game. And that success model, by its very nature, is a backwards-looking model. The looking backwards approach means that change happens slowly. It is measured in progressive steps with one foot firmly on the bridge behind. You're building a career, looking for the next promotion, etc. And so it's no coincidence that some entrepreneur gurus advocate burning the bridges so that you cannot go back. And it certainly does focus the mind if you cannot step back and can only go forward. But let's get to the rub of this. Why is it that we spend so much time looking backwards and resisting change and stopping ourselves from moving forwards? Going back to our prehistory, the unknown is scary. There might be a tiger or something with big teeth hiding out there ready to eat us. And that thinking doesn't change in the modern world. You know, they're not tigers anymore. There are real human sharks out there looking to take advantage of the unwise. The internet is full of any number of getting-rich-quick schemes and Ponzi systems that will promise unlimited wealth while taking yours. And knowledge of that can only come from experience, and even clever people get taken in from time to time. So there is value in information from the past guiding the future, and it is impossible. It's completely impossible not to judge a situation based on previous experience. That is just how we are built. So how does that become the sabotage that it is. How does it stop people? I know so many people that don't move forward because of decisions from the past that block their future. And that's where it's good to look at forgiveness, because past traumas or transgressions can so easily colour your perception. Forgiveness is a massive topic, and from my research there are 5 basic steps, and I'm not going to go into detail because I'm not the therapist, but I will put a link to some resources in the show notes. But anyway, it starts with 5 basic processes. First of all, we acknowledge the anger we're feeling. We acknowledge and explore that anger and probably relive the event to some extent. Releasing ideas or thoughts of revenge, that's a big one. It's about dropping those ideas. You're not going to go back and change it. You're not going to get revenge. Moving forward towards understanding of the position. Gosh, that can be hard sometimes. But you know, you've got to understand where they were coming from. You know, this doesn't mean that you condone the actions that they took, but you have to try and understand it, why they did what they did. Then it's about making a decision to accept the hurt and not pass it on. And then the final step is releasing with true forgiveness, and that's forgiveness in the heart. And that's where you've got to forgive someone. It's about having that compassion for them in that place and having compassion for yourself. As I said, it's not about condoning the action. It does not make it right, but it does release us from the connection and supports our freedom to reach forward without being coloured by the past. But it had me thinking about my default position, and I realised that I spend a lot of my time considering my past. Some of that is thinking about the people that have left my life and enjoying the journey that I had with those amazing people. Now, and some of it is reflecting on some of the bad bits, and the bits are not so great. Now, you know, this reflection is not a bad thing. But what I am interested in is how we get stuck in it. And that was something I witnessed with my father. He never really got over the loss and passing of my mother, and he spent many, many years living in the past because of that. But I also noticed it's something that seems to be a natural tendency in me if I let it. As with much of this work, it is always powerful to look at my own journey. You know, Nelson Mandela is credited with saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know, it's no coincidence he said that, because he was a master of forgiveness. And it may not have been he that said it, but it, like many things, he probably made it famous. So the key to reaching forward is to be clear with your past. Do take this opportunity to explore. Is there anyone you are holding resentment to? Is it anyone that you need to forgive? Have a look at the resources for the 5 steps of forgiveness. And check it out for yourself. It's amazing what can happen when you have a look at this. And the other process is the journaling process. I will never underestimate the power of writing this stuff down and exploring it. And certainly, as I mentioned already, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of quotes around forgiveness, and they are all of them fantastic journal prompts. If you do explore this, I would love to know how you get on with it. Do let me know. Reach out to me, emails, Facebook, social media, you know where I am. That's it from me this week. I will post the link to the forgiveness resources that I discovered. As I said, so that's it for me this week. Do check out the website, lifepassionandbusiness.com. You will find these resources there and lots of other resources to support you on your journey. And as I say every week, please, if you are enjoying this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, please support your content creators with likes, shares and reviews, because it supports the ecosystem and it helps people like you find good podcasts. Anyway, as always, thank you for your time and attention. I'll catch you next time. All the best.